Anyway, Chris, did you go through a progressive phase? Of course, you
of course I did.
Honed and mastered the 3-minute pop song in your 80s pop band Squeeze. But,
There's an Emerson, Lake and Palmer live video or DVD now, and you can see me in the giving it large with the head, you know.
What, is it the one, the pictures of the exhibition one?
Lyceum, it is.
You're on there?
Yeah.
I've got it. Leaning
over the balcony.
Well, hats off to you. Yeah. Because here's the, and we're not going to get bogged down in this again on another morning.
Right.
Because we're doing the best and worst album titles, superstitions that only you have, maybe the peculiar to your family, like seeing an ambulance and holding your collar till you see a four-legged animal, that sort of thing. We're doing a bunch of stuff. But I had this out with Tony Wilson last week, who came in here and said, no good records were released between 1969 and 76. That's why punk rock... good records. We went from Woodstock to punk rock in 7 years, inventing heavy rock, the rise of reggae, the second rise of Stevie Wonder at Motown, the glam rock, the progressive rock, the heavy, everything else, soft rock, country rock. In 6 years, all of those styles were pulled out of the air.
No
and
way.
He's saying after that... Anyway, so we had that, and I said to him, Emerson, Lake and Palmer were better than the Sex Pistols. There, sir! There! How about you, sir? But perhaps not quite true.
You went
through a progressive phase.
I did that, and... because Charisma Records at the time were doing lunchtime shows, so I used to hop off school and go up to the Lyceum and see Genesis, Van de Graaff Generator,
Tiernanogue, and String Driven Thing.
What a sad life.
No, it wasn't. Those are all good, and they're all worth about £400 a pop now, so we
I
still got them.
Yeah.
Of course, we went to the same school, Chris Diffin and I, and it wasn't easy to hop off that school because, you know, as public schools go, it's one of the toughest.
bolted out the door.
As soon as we walked into the street wearing our top hats and long tail coats, people made fun of us.
have you signed up to that Friends reunion? United, then
he's in there under his own name. He said, starting an avalanche.
Very, very sad.
Over here, if you go to West Greenwich Central, as they've misnamed it.
Yeah.
Chris Difford.
But the saddest thing of all is I've only received two tips.
Just the two.
It's the two.
And they're both from Americans saying, are the band getting back together?
What happened to Squeeze?
I'm going to hit the nail squarely on the head there. Because people do say to me, we've got this kind of tenuous relationship where...